The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
Well, that fanfare indicates it's time to talk about the movies with Matt Olien, our resident film reviewer here at Prairie Public. And Matt, you went to an animated film by a very highly regarded director.
Wes Anderson's Isle of Dogs. This has been much publicized. It is now out in full release. It's a film very similar in style to his other animated film, Fantastic Mr. Fox, which came out in 2009, which was based on a Roald Dahl story. This time, this is a complete original screenplay by Anderson and his cohorts, including Jason Schwartzman and Roman Coppola. It centers on kind of a futuristic dystopian Japanese society where all the dogs have been funneled to an island called Trash Island. There has been some muckety-muck and some conspiracies going on with the mayor of the city in Japan, Mayor Kobayashi, who's kind of the evil villain of the whole thing, and who doesn't like dogs, and that's really what the plot is about. Now, when the dogs are on Trash Island, they have to exist, they have to survive, but things change when a little boy, age 12, lands his little airplane on the island in search of his dog, Spots, who is voiced by Liev Schreiber. And that's the dogs help him, and that's really what the film is essentially about. Now, it has the same kind of animation, Doug, that he used in Mr. Fox, stop-motion animation using little puppets, and it's fantastic animation to watch. The fur on the dogs' bodies is so glistened and so accurate and so amazing to watch, just like the fur on George Clooney's Fox character in Fantastic Mr. Fox. So the attention to detail here is off the charts. It's phenomenal. As with all Wes Anderson films, he has kind of his little stock cast of actors that he uses to voice the dogs. Bill Murray, Edward Norton, Jeff Goldblum is in it as well, Scarlett Johansson. So you have all these actors that he's known to use in the voice parts. I really like this film a lot, Doug. It's more of a film I admired than love, though. What I mean by that, I didn't think it was as warm and emotional as Fantastic Mr. Fox was. It's not really as funny as I thought it was going to be either. And I wonder if that's a problem with the script a little bit. And I thought it was going to be a little more viewer friendly in terms of the emotions, you know, that love between dogs and kids and things like that. And I think it's almost more of a clinical exercise. I admired it, but I don't know that I loved it. That being said, it's unlike any film you're going to see all year. So we have to praise Mr. Anderson for making a film like this that doesn't look like other animated films. I just wish it would have been a little more emotional, because in Mr. Fox, I really felt the emotions of the characters, of the woodland animals trying to survive. Maybe he just needed George Clooney. I'm not sure what he needed here. I think the script needed a little more work, though.
Well, this is a very old-fashioned kind of animation, mm-hmm. stop action. Why do you think he chose that? What is it, the quality of this kind of painstaking frame-by-frame animation that...
I think I like the look of it. I think Wes Anderson likes the look of it. I think Wes Anderson is a bit of a traditionalist as well, and he does things his own way. You can tell when you're watching a Wes Anderson film, Doug. He has a style and a stamp that is truly an example of the auteur theory of directing. Just like a Hitchcock film looks like a Hitchcock film. Scorsese's films, they're Woody Allen's films, they all have that stamp where you can tell it's not some cookie-cutter director who's going from one superhero film to the other. I think that's what makes this unique, is even with animated characters that he likes, stop motion, it looks like a Wes Anderson film. We have graphics telling us what's going on that are kind of amusing. We have characters walking and running across the screen. That's a typical Wes Anderson shot. It's all there right here.
But this movie is set in Japan, mm-hmm. and I've learned, now I have not seen the movie yet, that the dogs speak English, mm-hmm. and the people characters speak Japanese. Any sort of sense of message or purpose for that?
I don't know if there's a purpose for that. I don't think Wes Anderson's a guy with a political axe to grind. I don't think he's a guy that is biased in any way.
Is he looking for a Japanese audience?
There's been some talk of what's called cultural appropriation with this film. that why are the dogs speaking English and why are the humans speaking Japanese? I think he'd have gotten in more trouble had he not used Japanese actors, which he does, and had he used English or American actors to voice the Japanese human characters. So there's been one review I read that was a little critical of what Anderson did, but I don't see, you know, any overt evil going on here by Anderson. I think he has to make a film that, to be commercially successful, he needs to put big-name voices with those dogs. The dogs are the stars of the film.
Mm-hmm.
Just like in the Peanuts comics, we don't really hear the adults. So
they just mumble in
right,
the background.
So yeah. I think I'm okay with the choices he made here. He has to sell this film to audiences. Had he subtitled this film with all Japanese actors doing the dogs and the kids, I can't even imagine – I can't imagine what the box office take would have been. It would not have been a sound artistic decision or a sound commercial decision, in my opinion. So I don't have a problem with how he did it.
Wouldn't the film play pretty well in Japan?
It might, but Wes Anderson's an American film director.
Oh, sure.
That's putting a lot of responsibility on Wes Anderson's shoulders to somehow suggest to him that he needs to make a film for Japanese audiences when he's an American film director. So I give him a pass on this. I didn't see any problem with it, and most reviewers have not had a problem with it. It's a very good film. Liked it a lot. Not sure I loved it, though.
Well, Wes Anderson is an admired filmmaker, as you say, and he's done some remarkable work. Interestingly enough, though, he has never won an Academy Award.
No.
He has, however, been nominated over and over and over again. Can you give our listeners a sense of what he's been nominated for, recognized?
Well, he was nominated for the animated feature Oscar for Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the screenplay to Royal Tenenbaums.
That's correct.
Was a nomination. And then Grand Budapest Hotel, he had numerous nominations for that. Director, screenplay. There might be one more in there. I don't know if he produced it or not.
Best Picture.
Best Picture.
Well.
Okay.
There's one more movie of his.
Moonrise Kingdom. Did that get a screenplay nomination?
That's it.
Okay.
And the guy gets lots of kudos for writing, obviously.
He does. He writes all of his own material.
Well, we've been to the movies with Matt O'Lee.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.